Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones, and at last we've got some decent weather for a few days at least. And those lambing and calving at the moment will be glad to see the sunshine again. But if you are out and about in the countryside this weekend, do spare a thought for those farmers with newly born lambs and calves, especially if you've got a dog with you. Here's MFR's adoptive farmer John Scott with his experience.
I noticed last night I was down checking a field of sheep, and suddenly all the ewes and lambs ran to one end. That was just from somebody walking past with dogs on a lead on the road. You know, you can imagine what might happen with the dogs off a lead. But even ewes with young lambs seeing a dog, you know, it causes them to bunch up and miss mother, and the dog might not have actually got that close to them, but, you know, there can be deaths as a result because of mismothering. Likewise, you know, if you're out walking in, you know, in open areas and the cows and calves, just steer well clear. Cows with newborn calves are very unpredictable animals and can be very, very dangerous. So really be sensible and keep well clear.
And John talking to us there from the forklift truck out in the fields, where he was busy as ever.
Yeah, Richard is struggling with warmth and lack of grass growth. So I'm just giving some cows with young calves some haylage just to make sure the milk keeps coming on them so the calves get the best possible start in life.
And you've got a bit of sunshine today, but it's still a bit cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool enough. But I think by the forecast, we're looking like some cooler weather over the weekend, and Monday, Tuesday, looking like being pretty wintry again. But I'm pretty optimistic. Thinking about the other day, this time of year, lambing time, inevitably you do lose lambs to weather, and it gets you down when you're losing lambs and the weather's bad and you're on your own quite often. It does get you down, and a bit of sunshine makes a big difference. That, and maybe phoning up your neighbour for a bit of a chat, because no doubt he's probably having the similar problems, and there's nothing like a bit of a chat just to feel a bit better that somebody else is maybe in a similar situation to yourself.
Farmers do have a bit of a lonely existence sometimes, don't they? Stuck out on their own and nobody to talk to.
It is an issue, you know, nationwide, worldwide probably. Farmers sometimes just can go for long enough without seeing someone, especially in more rural areas. There's no doubt we all have times of feeling down, and for us as farmers, when the weather's against us and we're losing the odd lamb, this is when we do feel just a bit low.
And if you are feeling a bit low and thinking maybe everyone else is on holiday weekend and you're still struggling to finish that calving and lambing, then help is available. As John says, do pick up the phone. There's a dedicated phone service for farmers, which is simply just a listening ear. Gatepost is what it's called, and it's on 0300 111 4166, or just Google Gatepost to get that number. But that's it from me for this week. Whatever you do, do try and have a good weekend, and I'll be back on Monday as ever, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.